请我们读一点圣经以弗所书
五章。Let's read the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1 through
3.
Together. Therefore, be imitator of God, as beloved children, and walk in love. It's a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Verse 8 and 9. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruits of light consist in all goodness and righteousness and truth. As children of light. Verse 13 and 14. But all things become visible when they're exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you.
Verse 15 through 21.
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is precipitation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. And then, in these verses, it talks about three do's and three don'ts. Do not be a foolish, but be wise. Do take care of time, and do not be foolish, and to understand what the will of the Lord is. And then do not get drunk with wine, but do be filled with the Spirit. Verse 22 and 23. Amen. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. Verse 29. So this of your wife, just as Christ also. Love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he may sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he may present himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nurtures and cherishes, just as Christ also does the church. So today we're going to study Ephesians chapter 5. We have talked about four chapters already. The book of Ephesians talks about the revelations of the church. Chapter 1 talked about the church is the body of Christ. Now it is filled with the Creator. Chapter 2 talks about how the church is the dwelling place of Christ. Chapter 3 talked about the church is the mystery of Christ. What is this mystery? Is that together we are the inheritance of God. Is that together we are one body. A body that now has the promise of the Spirit. And that's the mystery. And chapter 4 talked about how the church is now the new man. So today, chapter
5.
Talked about how the church is the bride of Christ. So one thing, let's start. Do you know what the Bible is? What is the Bible? God's words? What else? What else is our Bible? What else? God's words. And then what? It is true that it is God's word, but what else? Why did God give us the Bible? I tell you that the Bible is the book of covenant. Do you know what it means to have a covenant? When one man has to do a great thing, or maybe to do a big business, or maybe when two nations have to come to a treaty, that as children of Adam, the fallen race, there's no trust among us. So that's why we have to have a contract. When a contract is written, then you are now obliged by the contract. But I tell you that still, a lot of people break the rules. But basically, you have a covenant for something great. A covenant so that we could build a trust. For someone to go broken the contract, you are now breaking the law. So that's why we need a covenant. Now, the Bible is the covenant between God and man. This is now a testament between God and man. So I hope you now remember. What is the Bible? What is it? It's the book of covenants. I know of this older sister. She doesn't know a word. And she get confused. And then a lot of times she get confused. But then now she brought herself a land. A piece of land, and she signed a contract. Whenever we talk about the contract, now she's clear. She knows exactly where the boundary of her land is. How big is my piece of land? She knows it very well. Because this is now her property. Other things is okay to forget sometimes. But the important thing that is now in the grand deed now is important. Now God make this covenant with man. So that's why we should trust His words now. Because this is now a covenant. It is through His words that we could come to Him. It is through His words that now we receive a promise. And in the Bible, there are many things that are now promised. All the promise will come true. All the promise will come true. All the promise will come true. Why? Because this is what God promised. A covenant that will be completed. But God is mighty. And He will not fail.
And if God has a will,
can he not complete it? I tell you that God will come true of all his
words.
That the first covenant between God and man is that he loves man. And then in all the Bible, it says that it is now the Holy Bible. The Bible that was there before, it would call the book the New and Old Testament. When you open up the Bible, you see that there are Old Testaments and there are New Testaments. So then that's why we have to start reading from page 1. So what is our Bible? Now don't forget to read page 1. This is a testament. The Old and New Testament. A covenant that is made between God and man. So what is this covenant? So now we're going back to what is our Bible? That the Bible is the book of covenant. And there are many covenants. There are many, many contracts between business, between nations, between man. But what did God make for us? God gave us the covenant of marriage. Now once and for all, understand what marriage means. In the beginning of the Bible, when God made man, when he made man, and he gave us the destiny of man. The meaning and will of man is in the beginning of the Bible. Why did I spend decades on this world? So please don't be confused. Know why you are here. What is the meaning of being alive? And I'm pretty sure everyone has a different answer. But I tell you that God's word is the right answer. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. To be in his image, that means internally we are like him. According to his likeness, the likeness is external. To make man. Now, when we talk about man, it's a collective noun. To make a new race. A race. And in this race, both internal and externally, is like God. To be like him internally, that means that we share the same life. Externally liking him, that means that we do the same thing as he does. And that is the meaning of being man. So now you understand why you're here. That maybe you can have 100 years on this world. But I tell you that truly, that the time is meaningless. Now, do you really know the value of life? That I tell you that a lifetime goes and passes. But God made us so that we can be like Christ. And for that purpose, God made man and woman. Some people said that maybe God doesn't treat man and woman the same. Because the sister needs to cover the head. And then I tell you that that's not the case at all. We are completely equal. When we have to cover our head, that means that we are not the head. Christ is the head. That we are given power. Because in the Bible, brothers represent Christ. And in the Bible, sisters represent the church. So that's why the sisters have to cover the head. And I tell you that in fact, the brothers need to cover our head as well. Because even Christ has to cover his head. And Paul said that Christ is the head of the church.
基督是个人的头,
and Christ is the head of all men.
他有个秩序的,
and actually there is an organization
here.
That when Christ came as incarnated, he spent 33 years on this world.
主才蒙头了,
and then he covered his head.
看见父所说的职业照样说,
and then he listens to the Father and he pitched the same.
父所做的职业照样做,
and does the son see what the father does, and the son does the same.
只不凭着自己说什么做什么,
and the son never acts on his own.
所以圣经他的讲究,
so that's why the Bible says it clearly.
但是创世纪一章的造人的时候,
and in Genesis chapter 1, when men were made,
造着他造男造女,
he said that we are make in his image and his likness. And here, the grammar is weird. When he talked about man being made, not only that in the English translation, there's the single and the plural form. In Hebrew, there is the form of three. And he said that let us make man to us is a form of three. So in the Chinese version, he says let us.
三二一的神都在这里,
the God that is the Trinity God is all here.
一起商议,
and together they make the plan of making man.
造我们的，要他们叫我们里面想象,
so that we are made in his image.
要叫他们和我们去外面想象,
and in their likeness.
真的来造人了,
so that man were made.
乃是照着他的形象,
and we are made in their image.
造男造女,
to maybe make man and woman.
这个他字是单数,
and then when man is made, it is now single.
三位一体神只有神的儿子有形象的,
now in the Trinity form, only the Son of Man has a form.
我们都照着神的儿子基督的形象照的,
and we are all made in the likeness of the Son of God.
所以我们明白人生的意义了吧?
So now do you understand the purpose of being made?
神要这种一般,
that God is looking for men and women who are like Christ. And God wants to receive a bunch of spiritual men and women. And that is the purpose of man being made. And then in chapter 2, God made man. And then he said, it is not good for the man to be alone. And I will make him a helper.
讲到婚姻了,
and then that's when he talked about marriage.
找一个配偶来帮助他,
to make him a helper suitable for him.
这个字用得很奇妙,
and I tell you that that's an awesome word that is used.
配偶这个字原文是 counterpart, 就复合物,
that when he says helper, it really means a counterpart.
什么叫复合物呢?
And what is a counterpart?
两个合起来成为一个,
when two unite become one,
一个实在是两个,
when one can separate into
合起来成一个,
two, coming together back into one,
这个叫复合物, counterpart.
That is a counterpart.
从前我们中国那个打仗的时候啊,
now in the old times for the emperor, when he goes to war,
中国有个很有名的故事啊,
that there is a famous story.
你们可以在美国在中国的人认识到的,
maybe you know, maybe you don't.
美国也不能说我们的,你们讲国语的,读中国书的都知道的,
but I think if you know Chinese history, you would know.
一个战国时代,一个两国家打仗,
they're doing a battle, there's two nations,
几十万大军在外面,
thousands and thousands of army awaiting,
君王离开这个大军很远,
and then the king was far away from his army.
怎么能够调动大军呢?
Now how can this emperor move his army around?
靠着兵符,
he used this seal.
这个兵符两块,
and this seal is broken into two pieces.
盖个大章,
and then on the seal there's this mark.
制成两块,
and now it's broken in two pieces.
一块将军拿在手里面,
one piece now belongs to the general.
一块君王在手里面,
and the other piece goes to the emperor.
君王要调动大军了,
so when the emperor wants to move his army,
一定要把兵符拿去,
he has to present his part.
不然那个将军不能信任的,
otherwise, the general wouldn't know that if he's really from the emperor.
这个大事啊, 一个命令来要调动大军了,
so when an order, a command is given, So that's why this piece of steel is crucial. And I show you that that's a true story. So what did the king do? The emperor would put it around his neck. So no one can take it away from him. No one can take it. But in this story, the seal is stolen. The seal that can command thousands and thousands of armies. So who stole this seal from the emperor? Only one person can do it. It is the one who sleeps with the king. And I think that the king must sleep really well. When I'm sleeping, I don't think anyone can steal things from my neck. But the emperor must be fallen asleep deeply. So that the concubine could steal his seal around his neck. So now the general received that seal. And then when they put together, become one piece. And then in that story, the general was wise. He didn't believe the command that is coming from the other person. Because the command told him to attack. So that's why the general was wise. And then after the seal is given, it follows with a person who executes. But then the general was wise. And then he laughed and said that this must not be the king's command. And then the executioner would kill the general who does not obey. And then I tell you that's just one of the thousand stories. And we're not going to go too deep. Coming back to God's word. That this is the beginning of marriage. That for Christ is now built a counterpart. Someone who is compatible to Christ. Inside, just like Christ. Outside, just like Christ. Same life as Christ. Same manifestation as Christ. Now you understand? And that's the church. The church is the counterpart. A counterpart that is now comparable to Christ. So that's why God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Let me make him a helper. Make him a counterpart. So he gets taken from his ribs, now is made woman. One day I was listening to a minister in San Jose. And the minister was a scientist. And then when he preaches in the aspect of science. And he says that the rib bones. Why did God use the rib bones? Because he says that the rib bones has the most stem cells. And then when I heard about it, I didn't really question him. Even though he explained things differently. I would never explain that the ribs has the most stem cells. But I tell you that the rib bones, bones itself represent bones represent resurrection. That when Jesus died, they broke his body. That he was scorched. He has the thrones, the cords of bronze. And then he was bleeding. Yet he talked about this. That not even one piece of his bone was broken. That even though man broke his body, but man cannot break his resurrection. Because his resurrection is perfect. And through his bones, the woman is made. And now the woman is presented to the man. And then the man said, she is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. So call her a woman. Because she was taken out of man. And then in Ephesians chapter 5, we talked about this word. And I tell you that these verses were used in the book of the Bible five times. It says that for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife. And Paul also quoted the same Bible.
保罗说,
and then Paul said, now I know of this full mystery. The mystery between Christ and church. So that's why men's marriage is the same as the marriage in heaven.
到圣经到了不了了,
that now at the end of the age,
启示录出来的时候,
in the book of Revelation,
最后的羔羊婚宴,
at the end it talked about the Feast of the Lamb.
天使还说, 我要讲幸福,
and then the angels talked to John and said, here, let me show you the bride.
就是羔羊的妻, 指给你看,
the wife of the Lamb.
教会,
is when the church is now glorified.
神的工作做成了,
when the Lord's work is done.
2000年,
in 2000 years, God is still doing His work.
我们不必觉得唱这个,
and then in the song we just sang, we talked about how His work will be done.
我们眼睛都要开启,
so let open up our eyes and see how His work is done.
完成救赎, 完成救恩,
that when His salvation and redemption is completed,
现在向着一个最后的目标走,
and now we have one last goal,
是天天照着这个目标的工作,
and every day the Lord works to work this goal.
这工作什么呢?
And what is this work?
就是把我们这些人做这个心腹,
is that now we can be made into this bride.
这就是神在神儿女身上的工作,
and that's exactly what the Lord is doing on you.
所以我常常说我们不能忽略日常的小事,
and then so I tell you that never you have to pay attention to the small things.
神的工作都在日常的小事上,
because I tell you that God's work is always in the small things.
你在生活里面没有经历神的工作,
now if in your daily life, if you cannot experience Christ,
一生神的工作都没有了,
then I tell you that the work is now in vain.
神的工作我们一生也没有几大事,
and I tell you that there might not be any great things that will happen to you,
我们天天经过都是小事,
because everything we see is small things.
所以借助这些小事,
but through these small things,
结果神的工作在里面,
that the Lord do His work,
每一件小事变成大事,
and all your small things now become great things.
每一个功课, 让我们得到基督,
and every piece of work you do, let it be with Christ,
让我们活出基督,
so that you could live your life with Christ,
让我们更像基督,
so that you can now be imitator of God.
香港一个弟兄来啊,
now there's this brother from Hong Kong,
新城,
Brother Chen,
很有钱也很有学问,
very wealthy, very wise,
他的中文很好,
and very good Chinese.
我们的诗歌一起唱, so, 就更多得到耶稣,
so when we sing the songs, more and more will receive Christ. And he's also a personal friend.
是吗?
And he said, Brother C,
你写这个诗歌不通,
when you write this song, you are wrong.
我怎么不通呢?
And I said, how am I wrong?
耶稣不是个一件事情啊,
and he says that Jesus is not a thing.
不是外面的东西啊,
it's not an external physical thing.
更多得着耶稣, 更多得着耶稣,
so how do you receive more and more?
我给他讲清楚, 这也是一个麻烦了,
and then I tell you that this is something you have to understand.
我弟兄,
and I said, brother,
这也是太通, 太通,
and brother, I am not wrong, not wrong.
对,今天我不想给你讲,
but today, I'm not going to go in depth.
你相信我不会那么样的不懂中国文字的,
so please believe me that when I wrote this song, I know what I'm saying.
我天天活着意义就是更多得着耶稣,
because every day I live, I want to receive Christ some more.
更多得着耶稣,
to receive Him more and more.
是不是这样?
Is that right with you?
对, 讲不通的人,讲通的也是太困难了。
Now it takes some effort to make him understand.
所以我们传福音啊,不要给人去解答问题,听说吧?
So when we preach, let's not just answer questions.
你解了99问题,他还得100个了。
Even if you could explain 99%, you would have 1% doubt.
问题没有穷尽的。
And I tell you that they will never stop with questions. But when you preach with the power of God.
要救一切相信的人,
so that all men can believe.
现在我本书写好了,
and then I have just finished writing a book.
我第一次写见证的书,
the first book that I talk about my own testimony. I wrote about my 68 years of being a Christian.
这本书出来了,
and when the book is completed, is published, everyone will get one.
我还没开始写,有个弟兄就把那个书的费用奉献了,
because even before I start writing the book, it's all paid for.
这个仇敌的工作啊,
and I tell you that the work of the enemy,
这本建筑有很多的相片,
give me a lot of pictures.
我的相片,教会的相片都在大本子里面,
and I hear that I have a lot of pictures of me and the church.
去找这个相片,
but then when I wanted to look for these pictures, 哎呀, I can't find any of them. A thick photo book. Now lost. I went through my house many, many times.
能找的都找了,
I looked at all places. I can't find none of my photos. And I tell you that my album cannot just be lost. It's borrowed. Maybe one of my daughters took it from me. So I called all my daughters. And then she said, let me send them to you. And I said, send them now. And then she sent me some pictures. And then it's now been 2 weeks I did not see any pictures. Maybe it's lost in mail. And I can't wait so long.
我就找一些比较差一点的照片来印书了。
So that I can only find the pictures that are not as great to put in my book.
书还没印好就照片来了，最好没有了。
So maybe when my book is published, the picture will come.
这个仇敌的工作，我从来没听见过邮差寄东西会寄掉的。
And I never lost anything in mail before.
这么重要的东西给我寄掉了。
But now this important picture is still lost.
寄过了两个礼拜了，我收不到，大概寄掉了。
It's now been 2 weeks, I still haven't received them. It must be lost.
我太太还有盼望，她可能隔壁邻舍她送错了，她送来了。
And then my wife still has some hope. Maybe it's just misplaced.
我不说这个梦。
But then I said that I'm not hoping anymore.
领事好的，这不是我们的。 还给邮局也不会送来的,
that the pictures must be lost.
领事不好的不是我的,
maybe my neighbor got it and he'll never return. So that my sisters went to the post office to look for it.
Number,
and then the postman said that if you don't know your serial number, I can't find it.
打电话给我女儿,
then we call our daughter to find a serial number.
信息出去嘛,
and then she said after I sent the package out, I don't remember. So there's just no way to find them. He's now in the Lord's hand. So I tell you that the enemy is surrounding us.
所以我写这本书嘛，开头给我手电，我都要弟兄姊妹为我这本书祷告了。So
then I tell you that pray for this book.
仇敌什么时候都可以做工的。Because
the enemy can work anytime.
任何工作都会叫我们像耶稣基督。So
the Lord made us that all the work we do is for Christ.
主义的爱。Because
the Lord loves us.
为我们做了馨香的祭物和供物。And
he now sacrificed to us as a fragrant aroma.
祭物供物很有的大的分别。
And then it is a big difference between the sacrifice and the
offering.
Something that is killed is a sacrifice. Something just to be offered is
sacrifice.
To sacrifice a cow, a lamb, or a dove. Those are sacrifices. Or the firstborn fruit. Or maybe the first round of wheat. Those are offerings. Sacrifice and offering. Both talked about different aspects of Christ. That Christ died and sacrificed for us.
成了救赎,
and before God, he became our salvation. To be our salvation.
力量新旧约,
and then gave us the Old and New Testament.
新香的祭物供物,
so the fragrant aroma of the sacrifice.
在旧约所有的祭物供物都没有价值,
in the Old Testament, all the offering sacrifices are meaningless.
都指着基督说的,
they all prophesize Christ.
下面保罗说了我们的生活,
and then after that, Paul talked about our daily life.
说了三个不要, 三个要,
he talked about three do's and three don'ts. It's very simple.
不要做糊涂人,
do not be unwise.
要做智慧人,
but be wise.
要爱惜光阴,
that you will take the most of your time.
不要做愚昧人,
do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何,
understand what the will of the Lord is.
第三对,
and thirdly,
不要醉酒,
do not get drunk with wine.
要被圣灵充满,
but be filled with the Spirit.
记得了三个不要三个要吧?
Now remember the three do's and three don'ts.
不要做愚昧人,
do not be unwise.
要做智慧人,
be wise.
这个愚昧人智慧人怎么分呢?
And what is an unwise and a wise?
不是你天然生命一个聪明一个笨的不止的这个,
it's not your natural ability, it's not how clever you are.
刚刚才为第二章主耶稣降生了,
in John chapter 2 when Jesus Christ came to life,
圣经说的东方,
in the Bible, it says that there are three wise men from the east to come visit him.
Wise men. 不是, 不是,
In the English version, it's translated as wise man. Not PhDs, but there may be PhDs in our among them. And I'm only a bachelor, not a PhDs. So does that mean I can't pursue the Lord? No, we're not talking doctors. That there are wise men that came to seek the Lord.
That's a wise man.
Whoever comes seek the Lord, they are the wise men. Now, in the United States, everyone drives. And then there is the culture of cars. There are many bumper stickers. Or maybe there's signs inside the car. When I first came to the States, I like to look at these bumper stickers. One time I look at these bumper stickers.
The wise man, still seek him.
And then he says that the wise men still seek him. That's a great verse. It is the wise men who seek the Lord.
And
so that the United States is a highly educated country. In 200 some years, the United States is prosperous. But I tell you that it all belongs to the scientists. And the scientists, they're wise. But I tell you that they are not the wise men described in the Bible. In the Bible, when he talks about the wise men, the men who seek after the Lord are the wise men. Because we started off as unwise. Now, do you want to be wise? If you want to be wise, then seek the Lord. Otherwise, we are unwise. And tell you that we're just wasting life. Then the next one, it says, do not be foolish. And making the most of your time. And understand what the will of the Lord is. So what is a foolish? Now some people are just confused. The people that do not know the will of God. So I've heard many couples get in fights.
丈夫说, 你是妻子,
and the husband would say that you are my wife, so listen to me.
丈夫的妻子的头啊,
because the husband is the head of the wife.
我听说这话,
and then I said, brothers, only a little bit is right, but most of them is wrong. So pray together. It is not you listen to me or I listen to you. That even though the husband is called the head of the wife, but then I tell you that it is not really the head. And then some brothers, when they're ahead, they're like the head of a wolf. But I tell you that it is the head. The Christ is the head. Christ who gave his life for his bride. And that's when a husband is the head. Because the wife represents, church and brother represents Christ. So husband and wife pray together. So let's get used to one concept. What did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? What did the Lord feel? What did the Lord say? It is not what I say or what you say. That the Lord is the head. And he is the head of all aspects. So that's marriage. That we are marrying Christ.
三个要,
3 duties. Be wise.
第二,
secondly, do not be foolish.
爱惜光阴,
and to make the most of your time.
光阴两什么就 time, 我们人人都明白,
now everyone understands the concept of time.
我们人都活在光阴里面, 对不对? 我们的时间里面,
we are all under time.
一个人一生活100岁吧,
and maybe one person can live 100 years.
100岁, 活到100岁的人不多,
and not that many can reach 100.
算他活100岁吧,
even I give you 100.
我看见一个书啊, 一个弟兄写, 一个人写的,
so someone wrote a book.
很有名的学问, 有学问的人,
a very famous book.
他就说一段说, 一个人活100岁,
and then he said, even if a man lives 100 years,
扣掉睡觉,
if you take away the time of sleeping,
大概一个人活60年,
Maybe you have 60 years.
扣掉吃饭,
if you take away the time of eating, take away the time that you do other things, I tell you that there's only really 40 years that you live. So even if you live 100 years,
你若活不到100岁,
if you don't even reach 100 years, you don't even have 40 really good times.
真正我这个人活的是我在做事的时候,
it is when you live and do things.
不过40年,
40 years.
对不对?
Right?
你睡觉睡多久?
How much time you spend sleeping?
我睡觉睡得比较少了。
I don't sleep much.
每天早晨5点多醒过来了。
I wake up at around 5.
今天早晨我想我早醒了该。
And this morning I woke up earlier.
哇,一觉醒过来算8点了。
Oh, I slept late this morning. I woke up at 8.
我想王先生就要来气我了,他不要以为我每天8点钟起床的人。
So I want to make sure that you know that I wake up early.
我是5点多就醒过来了。
I usually wake up at 5.
我们的时间有限了。
I tell you that our time is so limited.
不要浪费时间。
So make the most of your time.
我们太浪费时间了。
Don't waste time.
这里的爱惜光阴。
He says here, make the most of your time.
保罗爱惜两次, 保罗用得非常好, 不是爱惜, 爱惜。
And then Paul says that not just love your time.
保罗用得redeeming, 赎回光阴了。
But then Paul says to redeem the most of your time.
保罗为什么要赎回啊?
Why do you have to redeem the time?
我们浪费的太多了。
Because we waste so much already.
你有没有浪费光阴啊?
Do you waste time?
有没有?
Do you waste time?
浪费光阴,
now I think you can't even count how much time you waste.
每个人都知道我浪费了多少光阴了。
So be aware of how much time you waste.
我们就赎回了。
Redeem your time.
我们剩下光阴不多了。
And tell you that our time is so limited.
要加倍地追求主啊。
So put in double time to pursue the Lord.
要加倍地侍奉主啊。
Double time to serve the Lord.
来加倍地得到主的救恩啊。
Double time to receive His blessing. And let Him work in your life.
赎回光阴,
to redeem your time.
不要做糊涂人,
do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何,
and understand what the will of the Lord is.
你解释一下主怎么说的?
So what did the Lord say?
主怎么要做怎么做的?
What is His will?
主感觉怎么样啊?
What is His feeling?
不是我,
not what I feel.
三个要,
three do's and three don'ts.
不要醉酒,
do not get drunk with wine.
酒能使人放大,
because for that is the sacrifice.
啊,
but be filled with the Spirit.
保罗用了酒来给圣灵充满,
and then now it is a pair to talk about wine and the Spirit.
完全不同的事情, 但有一点远,
but I tell you the very difference, but in principle, a little bit similar. That my family, we love wine.
很能喝酒啊,
we can all drink.
但我18岁信主之后就不喝酒了,
but after I believed in the Lord, when I was 18, I don't drink anymore.
酒这个东西我太明白了,
because the alcohol is dangerous.
我主耶稣喝, 我们基督教会没有禁酒的命令,
but then as Christians we do not prohibit any alcohol.
主耶稣也喝点酒,
even Jesus drinks a little wine.
保罗也喝一点酒,
Paul drinks a little wine.
那个酒和现代酒不一样,
but the wine is different from what we have now.
现代酒有酒药,
now that we have other alcohol, or the hard liquor.
那个酒比较温和, 自然发酵,
and wine is more gentled.
我的医生告诉我, 每天晚上喝一小杯红酒,
and my doctor told me that if you drink a small glass of wine,
对身体很有益处,
may be good for you.
我想我家里摆上个酒瓶啊, 弟兄这边看了太绊倒人了。
And then, but then when I have wine in my house,
有这个话呀, 很多弟兄这边知道了,
it may make brothers stumble.
给我送来好多酒啊,
and then when the brother heard about it, they brought me a lot of wine.
酒瓶摆满了,
and now my wine rack, but I tell you, I don't drink.
不要再送酒来了,
do not buy me wine.
这个酒是个东西啊,
and wine is
喝一点啊,
maybe just a little bit. It makes you feel good.
有一点醉,
a little tipsy.
叫人很舒服,
makes you feel great.
不能大醉,
but I tell you, when you get drunk,
大醉可是不舒服了,
if you get drunk, then it's bad.
大醉酒醉的怎么样?
When you're drunk, what do you do?
胆子小的人胆子大了,
now that you become fearless,
他敢做他不敢做的事了,
you do things that you don't usually
敢,
do.
敢不说话的人说话了,
you will say things that you don't usually say.
喝醉了,
when you're drunk, we will just say stupid things.
但有的人酒醉了,
but there are other people that weren't drunk that they sleep.
到底酒醉什么表现, 那也不一定,
everyone acts differently when they're drunk.
不要醉酒,
but do not be drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit. When you be filled with Spirit, it's a real reality. A lot of us have been filled with the Spirit before. So be filled with the Spirit always. Not just one or twice.
那要被圣灵充满，文法上这个命令是。
But be filled with the Spirit as a command.
要被圣灵充满。
To be filled with the Spirit.
我们神定规教会归给基督。
Because God now wants the church to be the bride of Christ. For our natural life cannot be the bride.
要有道中的水。
But only filled with the living water.
把教会洗净。
So that the church can be cleansed.
神的话,
God's word.
神的话里面有真生命,
God's word is filled with life.
我们要从神的话得到真生命,
so that from his words we receive life.
2000年神用他的话,
it's been 2,000 years that God is cleansing his church. Times and times he cleansed. So that the church can be manifested as glory to Christ.
没有点物皱纹等类的病,
without blemish or wrinkled. The wrinkle is outside.
Wrinkle, 不是wrinkle, 点物.
A blemish is outside.
那个wrinkle, 那个皱纹是生命的.
And then the wrinkle is from the natural life.
外面沾染上的污秽叫点物.
That there's no spot externally.
皱纹是生命发出来的.
The wrinkle is from your life.
你们多半年龄没我大.
I think that you're all younger than me.
That
in the Culver City, there are some older than
me.
But then they look better.
And
I tell you that there's a lot of elderly.
一个退休了,
and one they retire.
不是到主那里去了,
or maybe to the Lord.
就是不能动了,
or maybe they can't move.
就是这个耳朵听不见了,
or maybe someone they're deaf.
一个姊妹耳朵听不见,
a sister is now turning deaf.
我去了十几万,你来讲到我听见了,
but then she said that when you speak, I hear. I listen.
And
then say, okay, fine, I'll speak louder.
And
then at the end, she just can't hear. But I tell you that that's just the decay of a natural life. When you get older, you can't walk, you can't stand.
这个皱纹呢,
and the wrinkle is the mark of getting old.
年纪老了嘛,
when you get old,
起皱纹了嘛,
you have wrinkled.
我年纪老了,
I am old.
皱纹不多,
but I hear I don't have much wrinkle.
里面的皱纹更多了,
but I tell you that internally there's more
wrinkle.
So I tell you that if you have just first believed,
信主几年了?
How many years have you believed?
三年,
3 years?
我看你好像80年了,
I look, it looks like you're 80 years old.
祷告不动了,
now you no longer have strength to pray. Now you're just living your life
carelessly.
And all your the internal power is lost. Let's not talk about life.
有的弟兄年纪很,
and there are people that believe in the Lord for many years. Not fatigued and refreshed. Still filled with strength.
还年轻,
just like a young kid.
生命还年轻,
the life is so young.
是我们没有办法不能叫外面不老起来的,
so even though we can't do anything about externally getting old,
保持我们年轻好不好?
But internally, we can still be refreshed.
有时候给三个弟兄去交通啊,
so I talked to 3 brothers.
三个人一起过生日,
and all 3 brothers share the same birthday.
每个人80岁, 加起240岁,
and all of them 80 years together, 240.
这三个240岁, 我跟他们,
so 3 of them together, 240 years, what did I talk to them? I said, let's sing a song. Let's keep our strength internally as youth. And then the song we sang is the power of youth. Even though 3 of you guys combined 240.
200去掉,
if you take away 200, then you're just 40 years old. So keep our internal strength,
哇,
as a youth.
这三个年老弟兄手也抬起来了,
and then when we sing this song, they're raising their hands, kicking their feet. They're happy.
但回去了有没有这个年轻力量我不知道,
but then I don't know if they're still keeping that youth.
我们都要保持年轻的力量,
so let's keep our internal strength as a youth. do not have spots.
不要有皱纹,
do not have wrinkles.
主助工在我们身上,
because it is the Lord who is doing His work.
也工作完成了,
until one day His work is done.
今天我们唱诗歌,大功告成,
just like the song that we sang today, when the work is done, when the Christ comes back,
我们就和主一同进荣耀,
then together we will go in glory.
这是基督徒的命运,
because that is our destiny.
这是基督徒的目标,
that is our destination.
我们大家都一起努力,
so together, encourage each other.
彼此劝勉,
encourage each other.
走完我们今世的路程,
so that we can finish this race.
因为我们唱得很好,这个何等权柄, 我主耶稣,
what a friend,
我是你父我有,
what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear.
大家来唱都是,
together, sing this song again.